So Valentine's Day is actually named for more than one Valentine. Firstly, Valentine of Rome, who was a priest and was martyred in 269 AD. His relics are still in a church in the Italian city and also in a church in Dublin. And secondly, there was Valentine of Terni, who was martyred during the persecution under Emperor Aurelian around 197 AD. There aren't any romantic elements associated with those martyrs at all, although one story does exist with absolutely no historical basis that the night before one of those Valentines was due to be executed, he would have written the first Valentine's card addressed to the daughter of the jailer who had befriended him. So there's not a great deal of romance in the original story of Valentine. However, if we spool forward a couple of hundred years to 1382, we hear the first mention of romantic love and Valentines in Geoffrey Chaucer's work, Parliament of Fools.
For this was on St. Valentine's Day, when every bird cometh there to chase his mate.
In 1400 in Paris, a high court of love was set up on Valentine's Day to deal with love contracts and betrayals and violence against women. Judges were selected on the basis of a poetry reading, believe it or not, like this.
Je suis déjà de mort année, ma très dulce Valentine.
Nice. In more modern times, British publishers issued The Young Man's Valentine Writer in 1797, which contained scores of suggested sentimental verses for the young lover unable to compose his own. But by then, printers were also producing cards with verses and sketches in called mechanical valentines. But it was a reduction in postal rates in the 1800s which ushered in the less personal but easier practice of posting a valentine card. That, in turn, made it possible for the first time to exchange cards anonymously, which is taken as the reason for the sudden appearance of racy verse in an era otherwise prudishly Victorian.
My Valentine.
In the UK today, about half of us spend money on Valentine's, and it's a lot of money. 1.3 billion quid is thought to have been spent last year on cards and flowers and chocolates.
Where are you from? You sex-a-thing, sex-a-thing.